Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my annoying coworkers?
Oh, I thought you were going to say snuggle buddies.
It is Slap Your Annoying Coworkers Day today, so I expect both of you to line up after the show.
Oh my gosh, and we have an all-staff meeting. This is perfect.
Yes! Slaptown USA!
Get it all out of the way.
No, my coworkers annoy me. What the heck?
Oh, the list is long. My list is way long, right, Katie?
Telling you.
Starting with you. I will say, I was laughing off the air because Katie was talking about how she went for her run to, yesterday and something funny kind of happened.
Yeah, well, when I'm done with my run, like, I am so exhausted at the end of it that I just, like, throw myself on the ground. And it's a type of grounding, which is where you're getting the energy from the earth as well as giving your energy to the earth. So it's like a cyclical thing, right? Okay. But every single time I'm done, I throw myself on the ground in front of my, you know, apartment complex, and I just lay there for like 5 minutes, catch my breath, and do this grounding process thing. And it's like my favorite part of my run because it's an accomplishment, right? I did it. I'm done. I ran today. And yesterday I was running and I threw myself on the ground, and very dramatic as I do. And I looked, as I opened my eyes, I looked next to me, and I am not kidding you, 6 inches away from my face is the most massive pile of dog crap I've ever
seen. Awesome. Like, yes.
That had to be a Great Dane. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I could not believe it. So, yeah.
Just missed it, darn it.
So I got up and I found this tree and I stretched on the tree and was like doing some moves there and doing the grounding process instead, standing up. But I still think I'm going to throw myself on the ground because, again, I really
like
doing that.
Just take a peek before you do that.
I'm going to observe the
area.
God,
I wish you had landed.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, you know who wish I face planted into dog poop today? Jeremy. I knew it, but yeah, I did not.
Eat it all over
very
your face.
Close, though. That was a little scary for me. I was like, I wonder how many times I've come that close to.
Well, yeah, you were like, what smells funny?
Were you the person? I had a couple people tell me this. Were you the tree hugger, too? Don't you hug the trees?
I do. I like to.
Was
again,
it you that told me that?
Yeah, because I have this thing, and I don't know, maybe other people do it too, or maybe I'm just a weirdo, but when I go hiking, I like to stop and touch the trees and just think of how many people have been there before me. How many of our ancestors have touched that same
powerful
tree? It is. It really
in
is.
In the Walmart parking lot.
No. Not
how many other people
Walmart
have touched this
on
aspen
the hiking
tree?
Trails.
Oh.
Like, it's very
I'm
beautiful.
Total opposite. Like, if we do that and we're out and about or whatever, I always in my mind am like, am I the first human to be in this spot? I go the opposite. Like, I wonder if anybody else has walked this path before, or, you know, if we're out, not like at a path, but like off the beaten path.
Yeah.
I'm like, always like, wonder if I'm the only person who's ever walked here
well,
before.
See, that's funny because you want to be like the first or only. I always want to be the last. Like, if we're in a lake or something, I want to find a rock, throw it into the center of the lake and be like, I will be the last person in history to ever touch this rock. Like, that's what I like.
Okay.
I like to be the last,
I
like to be the last to touch something.
That's a different
twist,
too.
Yeah.
So we all have our own little...
That's so funny.
Like, I'm just an ant on this big rock, just hurling through space. Like,
Right.
But I do like to do that. It's like connecting with nature, right?
Yeah.
Like, thinking about where we all came from and such, but yeah.
It's powerful stuff.
Face in dog poop.
You should have held that dog poop. Connected with nature.
No.
It's nature.
That's grounding.
I don't need to do all that.
You know, you don't have to lay down on the grass. You can just take off your shoes and walk around.
I know.
It's
I know.
Touching grass.
But when I'm done, it's like putting my arms on the grass is just as good as putting my feet. It's just direct skin to.
More skin, I think,
you know,
maybe better
yeah
than just the bottom of your stinky feet.
Less surface space of dog poop, though.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, less surface area being covered, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still currently in your mourning phase?
Oh, I mean, really?
Like,
I mean,
M-O-U-R-N?
M-O-U, yeah. I mean, and I just put it that way because it's like, after my weekend trip to Chicago, I just kind of feel like I'm in a different headspace with a certain portion of my life.
Because it didn't go 100% like you wanted it to.
Well, it didn't, but it also did. Like, we were able, like, we're still texting, you know? Like, it's still very much. I'm just trying to figure out what it is. I'm trying to figure out what it is moving forward. Because I don't know if, like, Like, what I want from this person is pretty big.
Yeah, does he
and
just think
he does
I don't want
me,
you to. I don't.
Does he just think y'all are buddies? And that when you hang out, it's you just hang out every
See,
couple
I don't
months?
Know, but like,
I don't want this to happen because I feel like he's dragging you along.
I know, mm-hmm. but like he'll say things to me like, I really wish you were here. And I don't know, like I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I was there too, you know? So it's like, I still feel this very strong emotional connection to him, but I don't know if he feels it. And so it was just like, that trip was just an aha moment for me, and I'm trying to like still unpack it. It's Thursday. We're all right. You know, I've made it all.
It is kind
know.
Of funny that you need like a week of trying
well,
to.
I told you I was
a
like.
A week of mourning.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't.
Why
this is
not?
For people to die.
No, it's not even that. It's
this
just
is
I'm
like if
giving,
you lose a job.
I'm
or...
giving myself grace to kind of get through these next couple days. Like, we're still figuring it out, right? Like, I don't know where I'm going to go at the end of the week.
Well,
I'm still kind of confused. You
go on another date.
Yeah,
go
but Jared,
on more
it's
dates.
Tough. You
oh,
have not experienced this in so
to.
Long. That's the thing. Like, when you get hung up on someone, you and I have both been in
no, I don't
that same boat where, like,
meet
you,
someone else.
You try to push you yourself out there again, and it's horrible. You're not into the date. You're not into the person. You're thinking about the other person.
Listen, you
and
told me some stuff about this guy that happened behind the scenes, and I don't like it.
I know you don't. Most people don't like it, but that's
then
the
listen
thing,
to all your friends. No. I think everyone, I think you told me at one point, everyone's like, no, move on. This guy is not for you.
I know. Even the,
that should tell you something.
When I went on my crystal bed journey, remember the bear and the dragon told me this probably wasn't my guy.
The
I'm
crystals
like,
are telling
you, know
you it's not your guy.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing is I don't know. It's just really hard for me because I don't feel like this about people. Like I don't feel like this about many guys. So even in my relationships, I think I did not have this feeling of just the longing. Oh, the longing. It's
Listen.
Awful.
Did we talk about the two shot glasses in the sink?
No.
Oh. Yeah, we did. We did off the, we did
off
on the air.
Air off the air. But it's okay. I know.
I can't remember what we talked about off the air. Honey.
I know.
Well, maybe
right?
ask her
it's
off
just
the
one
air.
Big conversation.
There were two shot glasses in his sink.
I know.
Which means he probably wasn't alone.
I know.
Katie Cat.
And it's fine. Like, he doesn't owe me anything. That's the thing. I know. There are absolutely no expectations from him as far as how I'm concerned. I still need to respect how I feel about it all. And it is that I still really
like
him.
Is this
going
to go on longer than a week?
I don't know. I know.
This is my 6 month recovery journey.
Yeah, I don't need, I need you like upbeat and excited on the show.
I am upbeat and excited though. Like I'm not letting it affect that.
You're leaving it at the door.
When I get home, I sit on my couch and couch rot and cry. And gosh,
I need you out doing things though.
I know you do. And that's why I told you this week, I just need some grace in that department.
Tomorrow's your last day of work. Morning,
thank you,
okay?
thank you. And then we'll get back to doing
And then
we got to
get
things.
You out. You have a Halloween party this weekend, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah, go to that, have
things
fun.
Going on.
You might meet a new Dracula there.
I might.
Exactly. I might be your date, so hold on.
Josh might be my date for the Halloween party, so we'll see.
It's going to be fun.
We'll see.
All right, well, good luck out there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.